For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to our Security Wire Weekly podcast for Wednesday, March 7th, 2007. This week, IT professional Alphonse Edouard talks about what he's doing to prepare his company for this weekend's change to daylight savings time, and whether it will interfere with his security patching. Plus, a troubled McAfee hires a new CEO. But first, Mozilla has acknowledged a new flaw in Firefox and SeaMonkey that attackers could exploit to bypass security restrictions and hijack targeted machines. The latest versions of those programs do correct the problem, however. A regression error occurs when the programs process certain IMG tags. Attackers who successfully lure users to a malicious web page could then exploit the flaw to bypass restrictions and run malicious code. The flaw specifically affects Firefox version 1509 and 2001 and SeaMonkey 107. Users will be protected from the flaw by upgrading to Firefox 2002 or 15010 or SeaMonkey 111 or 108. Next, antivirus vendor McAfee. Still licking its wounds in the wake of a stock option scandal and other setbacks, has named a new president and CEO. Dave DeWalt will succeed George Samanek, who resigned in October. DeWalt, who starts his new job April 2nd, was most recently president of customer operations and content management software for EMC. He had previously served as CEO of Documentum, a content management firm EMC ultimately acquired. An internal investigation into stock options grants at McAfee led to Samanek's resignation and the firing of Kevin Weiss, the company's president, last fall. Dale Fuller, a member of the McAfee board, had been serving as interim CEO and president. We'll be back after this message.
Are you struggling to control the many aspects of messaging security in your enterprise? Keeping tabs on email security, instant messaging security, and mobile device security is a challenge for every InfoSec pro. But SearchSecurity.com's Messaging Security School is here to help. Each on-demand lesson is packed with tools and tactics to help you develop and implement an effective messaging defense strategy. Learn essential practices for securing mobile devices, study countermeasures for malicious email code, and gain the keys to safeguard instant messaging. Start your coursework today at searchsecurity.com/messaging. That's searchsecurity.com/messaging.
And we're back with this week's Security Spotlight. This Sunday marks the start of daylight savings time, which starts earlier and ends later than in past years. IT administrators have been racing to apply an array of patches to ensure their systems will keep accurate time come Monday morning. Adding to the complexity of the situation is the fact that Tuesday is when Microsoft will release its monthly security updates. This has some wondering if the security patching process will be disrupted by lingering issues related to daylight saving time. This week, I'm joined by one IT professional who has been in the thick of it, Alphonse Edouard of Dune Capital Management. Alphonse, welcome to the program.
Welcome.
So, start by telling me if you feel like your company is ready for this early switch with daylight savings time.
Well, we've been preparing for it for some time, probably the last 3 weeks, and so far, we think we've gotten the major areas covered. There are several areas that you got to really pay attention to. One is the network, and two is the server operating system, and three will be the workstations. Those are the three main areas that our focus has always been, because without either one of those three parts, you really can't have any productivity at all. So our focus has been is in each area, you got to have some type of tool to monitor it, to enforce any policies, or to be able to see what's going on with it, to have that window into it, especially when a global change like daylight savings time is about to occur.
Now, talk about some of the specific things that you've been doing to prepare. I know from talking to others that really the big task has been patching, and one of the big concerns has been the whole issue of, you know, you think you've patched everything, but are you going to be finding out on Monday that you missed a few legacy programs? Talk a bit about how things have been playing out for you.
Well, for us, our first course of action is always to take an inventory of what do we really have out there. And once you've got an inventory of what exactly you're dealing with, you have your list of applications, you have your known workstations, you have an idea of what the hardware is, what the software is that you have out there, then it's just a question of beginning to do the research of, okay, how old is this hardware? When was the last time we patched this software? What are the current issues that we're facing with managing this particular service? Because it really boils down to a service. People have a workstation so they can get to the internet, so they can use their phone, so they can send their emails. It boils down to, you know, how's this service affect us, and what is it exactly we're looking at? Once we've got that inventory, then the research begins. It's not just patching an operating system, because you have other security concerns. My number one concern was during daylight savings time is also one of the key opportunities for hackers or spammers to send out an attack. And one of the key things is the external factor, not just internally. I think pretty much most of our internal systems you'll be able to fix day one and day two. Mm-hmm. One of the key factors is you're going to have to be very vigilant to ensure that no external exploits take advantage of any failures that occur on our side. Controlling access to the firm's assets is going to be one of the key factors for us.
Now, is yours primarily a Windows-based environment?
Yes, we're Windows 2003 and Windows XP. Mm-hmm. And as we conduct business, we're going to need to be extremely vigilant to ensure that unnecessary access is not occurring, and also to enforce bandwidth utilization. Most mm-hmm. businesses don't have an unlimited bandwidth, so if you have an attack going on, it can really cripple our business.
Let me ask you, because adding to the adventure, I suppose, for lack of a better term, is the fact that Tuesday is when Microsoft issues its monthly security patches.
Yeah.
And I talked to one IT administrator a couple of weeks ago who expressed the concern that as everybody is running around scrambling to take care of the daylight savings time issue, that security patches are sitting there collecting dust. Are you worried in your in not just your environment, but in the environments of those that your company does business with, that instead of the usual testing and deployment process for the week of Patch Tuesday, that people are going to be running around doing some last-minute fixing for the daylight savings time issue, thus causing the security patching process to run behind and increase the risk for everybody?
Well, that was one of the concerns we looked at. Hey, you know, daylight savings time is occurring, you know, on before Patch Tuesday. So not only is it happening after the fact, but the issue here is any changes we make, we're going to have to control and ensure that Patch Tuesday doesn't come down and clobber us and create a difficult support environment for us, because you know, when you're doing so many patches and you haven't had time to effectively test and evaluate it, you have to really be careful on how you move forward. So that's been one of our focuses on how we're going to handle Patch Tuesday, in addition to how to use security environment before Patch Tuesday.
So do you have basically staffing set up so that there'll be a few people to deal specifically with the DST-related glitches and then other folks to make sure that the security patching process keeps on rolling forward even if there is some weirdness happening?
Yeah, I think the biggest concern for us is, for instance, someone gets an email on, let's say, Monday morning that is designed to exploit the daylight savings time, or that's designed to scan the network, or any type of Trojan horse that may come in. We're going to be looking out specifically for that, because now is the perfect time. They know that we're not going to patch on Tuesday because of daylight savings time, because we've just applied so many patches. So on the network is how we're going to maintain vigilance, and we're going to see if there's any probes or scans going on the network. We're going to effectively be able to shut it down without having to have a large amount of staffing on hand for that. And we can then evaluate Tuesday's patches at our leisure.
Now, are there any vendors, tools out there, security or otherwise, that has actually been helpful to you in keeping a grip on the daylight savings time challenge, and particularly how that challenge affects the security end?
I think one of the key things on a network that you have to remember, in our experience, you have several types of users. You have the remote user, and you also have the in-house connected physical user. For a while, we've been trying to figure out how to be able to see what's going on in the network and be able to enforce a policy. One of the products we use is QRadar's. Q1 Labs has a product called QRadar. Mm-hmm. It's a network monitoring / policy enforcement. This is a pretty interesting product. It sits on our network. It's able to look at traffic and it performs flow analysis. It also alerts me to certain types of anomalies on the network, bandwidth utilization, things of that nature. And I can pretty much set the criteria for what I'm looking for, what type of bandwidth utilization. It'll scan for viruses. It'll scan for certain types of content. It helps us secure the network on a physical level, because it can look at the packet and it can say, hey, this is against company policy. We're going to drop this packet. Because just having firewalls is not enough in today's environment. And we realized that about a year ago, and we said, hey, we really need to redefine what the perimeter is and be able to maintain control of the intellectual property that we do have, who accesses it, when they access, and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And this particular product, we've been able to just add policy after policy and really define how information is accessed. And at the end of the day, whether it's a Trojan horse or whether it's employee usage, it boils down to people using, accessing information and moving information back and forth. Mm-hmm. And this, in essence, is how we are comfortable that even after Sunday, we're going to be able to maintain control of the network, and we're going to be able to effectively protect the company's assets.
Well, I wish you well next week, and hopefully everything will work as intended. Again, Alphonse Edouard, Vice President of Information Technology at Dune Capital Management in New York City. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you. You have a good day now.
And that'll do it for this week's Security Wire Weekly. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire Weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. I'm Bill Brenner. Thanks for listening.